Arizona has had its fair share of accusations. It's a place that fosters racism.
After the controversial immigration law SB 1070 passed, and with former Sheriff Joe Arpaio's immigration raids, phrases like, quote, it's a dry hate became commonplace in describing our state.
Now a new documentary is telling the stories of minorities in our state and exploring issues of racism, sexism, and bigotry here. And the show's Lauren Gilger sat down with the producer of that new documentary. And Lauren, I understand it has a pretty attention-grabbing title.
That's right. It is called You Racist, Sexist, Bigot. And it was made by Pete Juarez and Maddie Steinkamp. He is a filmmaker who's been involved in the Valley's music scene for years. And she's a former journalist turned communications director for One Arizona, the coalition that worked to get the Latino vote in last year's election. They partnered up to create this project, which tells the stories of Arizonans from all walks of life from their own perspectives.
Our people have always been very prayerful people. It is our sacred stewardship to protect it.
I told him to stop. I told him no. He didn't listen. He kept going.
Why don't you just get in line and do it the right way?
The soundtrack features Camille Sledge of Phoenix Afrobeat Orchestra, as well as a half a dozen other local artists, and all of the characters in the film are from the Valley. And when I spoke with Juarez about this, we started by talking about how this collaboration first came about.
Maddie came to me with an idea. He wanted to do a short 8-minute documentary for a film festival about race. And this was before the election, so we didn't know anything was happening, but there was a political climate. It was 2016, so everything was politics. And we thought, hey, this would be really fun. You know, 8 minutes, we could definitely get a message out there. He came to me because Maddie, as a straight white guy, felt uncomfortable making a movie about race, which I really appreciate him, you know, seeing that, and came to me and said, hey, I really have always wanted to work with you. I think that you have a lot more of this community where we're able to get these stories, which I did. And I think that was, you know, it's tough to get people to be vulnerable because when you put a camera or a microphone, people automatically get scared. Yeah. So I think that growing those relationships throughout the years and really getting to know some people in my community was very valuable with this whole process of the documentary.
Right. So it went from an 8-minute film idea to a full-length feature here.
Yeah.
And you talked to it sounds like a bunch, more than 24 people in the Valley.
Yeah. So we did talk to a lot of people. And we didn't want to just what I'm talking about is activism and a lot of the Latino community. But within the film, we have, from ethnicity, age, sex, religion, sexual orientation, gender identity, immigration status, among all of the other characters that, you know, are being attacked or limited. Or I think that there's so many groups right now that are on the defense. So those are the type of groups that we wanted to talk to. And it wasn't just people, Latino people.
Right. And how do you curate that? How do you decide who are the right voices to tell the story when it's so broad?
Well, we actually took Maddie and I went up to Strawberry, Arizona, and we took a whole 3 days without internet to just look at all the B-roll and really eliminate what we were going to use, what we didn't want to use. And there's three chapters in the film, racism, sexism, and bigotry. Hmm. And we really had to find quotes or a story within their story to fit into each chapter of how we wanted to, you know, have the movie, the timeline of the film.
Right. So let's talk about some of those moments. What are some of the moments in this film that stick out in your head that you are really excited for people to see, that touch you?
Well, you know, I think that both Matt and I learned a lot in this whole process. I think one of the things for me was definitely trans women and trans men, of how they live their life every day and the discrimination daily that they get. Also, another big moment for us was with the turban. You know, knowing that that is also their crown, their spirituality, how proud they are. And yet it's seen as something of fear at this moment. Mm. And to really have that conversation with these folks is, you know, you just realize that even within yourself, you might be a little ignorant of someone else's culture.
Yeah. Do you think it makes a difference for people to see those people, to hear it from them, and not from stats.
Yeah, absolutely. I think so. Every single one of the characters, we have about 20 people, we decided to make them our own writers. So instead of doing focus groups like, hey, is this okay? We went back every single edit, every draft that we did, we sent it back to them and said, hey, did we portray you in the right way? So the folks had a lot of input. We really wanted to make them feel like this is a community organized film. Mm-hmm. And it's not just Maddie and I making a film about race. It's all these folks with all these different identities being a part of the film.
Yeah. And obviously this is not about, you know, Arizona in particular, but it is a film about people in Arizona. So I wonder, what do you think it says about our state and our community in particular?
Yeah, no, I think it is a big statement of, you know, both Maddie and I are from Arizona. All the folks are from Arizona. There's 20 musicians, independent musicians from Arizona. And, you know, this is where we filmed. And I think it's because of that whole reputation that Arizona has, yeah, as this racism state. You know, I think Arizona still has a lot to work on. But, you know, working with a lot of these folks who are on the ground fighting every single day, working tirelessly to change that, I think that maybe in a couple of years we're hopeful that even with messages like this, that, you know, stop being so ignorant about things that you don't know and just take the time to talk to people about their culture or who they are, their sexuality, their religion. And I think you'd be surprised.
Yeah. And who are you trying to reach here? I mean, it seems to me like a lot of this is looking at these prejudices that we all have that are sort of intrinsic, almost like not going after the most extreme. You're not talking about the KKK here. What you're trying to do is talk to all of us.
The name, You Racist, Sexist, Bigot, a lot of people cringe, like, why would you use such hateful words for a film that's supposed to be all about love? And most people also have said, oh, is this about Trump? And it actually has nothing to do with Trump. It's just about these beautiful stories that we want people to relate with. And that was the whole point of going and not just focusing on people and immigration status and not just focusing on LGBTQ, but all these stories together. And no matter who you are, you'll find a story within the timeline of the documentary that you are going to relate with, and it's going to hit you no matter who you are or where you come from. And I think the audience for this is everybody.
Yeah. Most people say, you know, I'm not a racist, I'm not a bigot, I'm not sexist. Do you think that the lesson here is that, in fact, we all hold some of those prejudices?
Yeah, I think that we do. But I think the biggest thing here is to raise consciousness of, hey, are you saying those things, or have you thought about that, right? Because I think what we think of it is just like, oh, these are just a bunch of microaggressions. But these microaggressions are leading to rape. These microaggressions are leading to death. They're leading to very severe consequences where they're not just microaggressions.
Pita Juarez, producer of the new film, You Racist, Sexist, Bigot. Pita, thanks so much for coming in to talk about this.
Thanks, Lauren.
And PETA and Maddie Steinkamp will be debuting the trailer of their film, You Racist, Sexist, Bigot, at Crescent Ballroom on Sunday.
And that's the show's Lauren Gilger. Thanks, Lauren.
Thanks, guys.
Now let's hear some of the music from the film. Here's All We Need Is Love.